Ottawa Christian School is now celebrating 50 years of quality Christian education, 1966 to 2016. Joining us on the phone this morning is the school principal, Paul Treemstra. Paul, thanks so much for taking a few minutes this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks very much for this opportunity.
So what can you tell us, Paul, about the history of OCS? Why was it initially established back in the mid-60s?
Well, there were parents and non-parents in the Christian community who said, you know what, we're raising our children to be followers of Jesus Christ in our homes. We're bringing them to church to become part of the worshiping community. It just made eminently good sense for them that for the 6 or 7 hours a day they're in an academic setting, that that reinforces what's happening at home and church rather than either consciously or unconsciously undermining what's happening at home and church. So these people thought, you know what, Christian education seems, a day school seems to be really sensible.
50 years is kind of a big deal. That's a long time. How many alumni are there? Do you have even a rough sense of how many people have attended the school over the years?
Well, yeah. So if you think approximately 20 kids in an average graduating class times 50, there we go. It's about 1,000, if my math is still good.
And how has the school changed and grown over the years? Like, I know that's a big question, but
sure.
any watershed moments that come to mind?
Oh, watershed moments. I kind of think of things as evolving, but you know, when in 1970 we moved into our very first building, that was, I think, a big change. We had been moving around from church to church, and then we were in our own building. So that was a big moment for the community. I think over time, what has happened is the church became much more representative of the broader Christian community. Now we've got 40 or 50 different Christian congregations represented here at Ottawa Christian School. Another big watershed moment, of course, is when we moved into our new building here at 255 Tartan Drive. That was 6 years ago now. That was a big event for us.
So now that we've touched on the past, how about the future? Where do you see the school going next and even over these next 50 years?
Yeah, well, we in fact built to grow. So the building itself can probably accommodate about 275 students. We have about 220 in the school right now. So we can grow in this building. But much of what we built was built to accommodate approximately 400 students, and so we're hoping that the Lord sends us more and more students, and that we can grow and offer this excellent Christian education to more and more families in the Christian community. Our teachers are working on a number of initiatives as well. We've got a teacher doing some outdoor education, an outdoor classroom with the students this year. That's really exciting stuff. And we're also constantly honing our skills so that we can more and more meet the needs of individual students so that they're on the cusp of their learning all the time. So those are a couple of things that we're working towards, and we pray that the Lord will bless us in these endeavors.
Well, I know you have a couple of Jubilee celebrations coming this fall. One is for this Saturday, and the other one is Friday, November 25th. Before I let you go, what can you tell us about both of these events?
Well, I think they're both going to be just fantastic events. The 24th is a real big event coming up. We're going to have a barbecue here. There's going to be lots of stuff for kids to do. So it's really a family event here at the school. So that's going to be from 11:30 till 2:30. Lots of things to do. Reconnect with people. Discover the new school if you've not been in it. We're hoping that we've got alumni from 50 years ago coming and alumni parents as well. And then we're going to go to Cedarview Alliance Church, and we're going to be spending an hour or two there in a worship time. And we've got a graduate of Ottawa Christian School speaking to the community. We've got a graduate of Ottawa Christian School, recording artist from Nashville, Dana Jorgensen, who's going to be leading us in worship. So that's going to be an exciting time. And, of course, we're going to have food there as well. So that's this Saturday. The following event on November 25th, that's going to be much more an evening event, much more focused on adults. The program's just getting together. It's going to be, a variety show that evening. It's going to be loads of fun. We're going to have some comedy. We're going to have some other serious stuff. And so lots of good things at that event.
Well, save the date, Friday, November 25th. And this Saturday's celebration, as Paul was mentioning, a free barbecue party for alumni, staff, OCS families, supporters, you're all invited. And that's from 11:30 to 2:30, followed by that 3 p.m. worship service at Cedarview Alliance Church. And I know you want people to RSVP if they are coming on Saturday, right, Paul?
You bet. So just RSVP at info@ocschool.org.
Now, Paul, on behalf of the CHRI family, all of our listeners, everyone connected to the station, I want to wish you guys a huge happy anniversary, 50 years. It's a massive anniversary for you, so congratulations on behalf of all of us.
Thank you very much, Brock.